10.7. Part 1.
Good morning, and thank you for coming, Mr. Morton. Or should it be Detective Morton? You were a detective with Scotland Yard, weren't you?
Yes, that's right. For 25 years. I retired last year.
People today are still fascinated by the identity of Jack the Ripper, over 130 years after the crimes were committed. It's incredible, isn't it?
Well, it's not really that surprising. People are always interested in unsolved murders, and Jack the Ripper has become a sort of cult horror figure.
So, what can you tell us about some of the new theories about his identity?
Well, a recent new theory was put forward by a crime historian named Jan Bondesen. He thinks that Jack the Ripper was a Dutch sailor named Hendrik de Jong.
What evidence does he have?
Well, de Jong was definitely a murderer. He killed four women in Holland and Belgium, including two of his ex-wives. He also traveled to London a lot, and he was there when the Jack the Ripper murders took place. He also matches the descriptions we have of Jack the Ripper.
How credible is his theory?
Well, even Dr. Bondesen says that it's impossible to know for certain if de Jong was Jack the Ripper. I would say it's possible, but there isn't really enough conclusive evidence.